The meeting is being held.
Good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up at 10:15 is Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 on stage and studio, host James Dixon talks with Sean Lee, the director for Caught, which is being produced at Artists Repertory Theater. At 11:30 on Art Focus, Joseph Gallivan interviews painter Linda Ater about her painting show Image Building at Blackfish Gallery. And now, at the top of the hour, at 10 o'clock, will be Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. KBOO keeps you informed, and you can get involved. Go to kboo.fm and click on Donate to become a member.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, October 10th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio. Thank you, community. We wouldn't be your community without you, the community. And your sanctuary radio going out to everyone who has come to Portland to, or is here and living in Portland, and it's home, and we're going to make it stay that way. Resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and of course we're your fake news radio, right? Because it's the age of lies. This is at the breakaway point where the Republican Party suddenly rose from its stupor and realized that however illegal so many of their actions have been over the years, lying is completely legal, except if you happen to be on the witness stand, in which case it's perjury. But perjury has never gotten the way of a good party. So that said, let's look a little bit of weather, not so much contentious, because later on we're going to be talking about Indigenous Peoples Day and what value it actually has to those who it celebrates. First the weather, though, because we're going to celebrate a little rain later on in the day, perhaps calm winds, turning west around 6 in the afternoon. So tonight showers are likely, and overcast skies with a low of 46. And for tomorrow, showers continuing, thunderstorms also possible, and highs around 57 for the daytime, not much in the way of wind. And for tomorrow night, there's still the rain persisting, thunderstorms, and a low around 46. That said, we have Leonard Jack joining us with Salila YM, the most paradoxical tribe in North America, perhaps, since they are the Salila YM and live in Salila. And traditionally, for 10,000 years and counting, had fished there. But now they are not—they're not only not recognized, but a number of them are probably in jail at this time for fishing in their traditional places. So that said, I just want to rip through just a couple of headlines. The New York Times has a story on what appears to be nefarious and crafty Russians cashing in on an ignorant, gullible, feckless, can we actually say feck on the radio, Americans' utter failure to perceive that they were being manipulated and played like an organ. How Russia harvested American rage to reshape U.S. politics. That's the New York Times that's the title. But you don't get played without your permission. And at some point, we have to take responsibility for our own actions. Maybe, if elections were not about how we feel about any given candidate, but maybe we should be asking what we think about the candidate. And maybe things would be different. Maybe if people looked a little more closely and impartially at that candidate and let the feeling, lock the feelings out, let them pound on the door all they want. No feelings in the game this time around. So during, as we all know, 2016, Russian agents harvested posts and videos from Americans and used them on social media. And of course, this is all, we're all complicit in this. No point in complaining about it now. Maybe people will be slightly more aware of what's going on and what role they play in that. And with that story in mind, let's just proceed briefly to crash on through this dense underbrush, wondering why we don't co-opt the Russians' game to make our fellow citizens stop wasting precious resources, trashing the planet and spending bazillions of dollars to kill, I got that from George W. Bush, Brazilians, yes, to kill total strangers in faraway countries that they can't even spell. Sure, yeah, if that's what the Russians were up to, why don't we use those same techniques to change the direction of this nation and bring it around to a little bit more of a sustainable pattern. On that note, Lena, the concept of sustainable societies and sustainable land is central to First Nations and it being Indigenous Peoples Day yesterday. I wanted to ask you how you feel about Indigenous Peoples Day and how you'd feel it actually be recognized.
Good morning. I'm very pleased at many levels. As we've seen across the land, many people have taken in honor in replace of Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day. I was a part of that procedure in Hood River, Oregon here a couple of years back, initiating an impromptu, as they called it, Indigenous Peoples Day, and a year later it was enacted. The city council voted and said yes, no more Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day. So I think I know that there's a move across the land and people are awakening to the plight of the first people of this land and the truth. So in speaking of truth, the hour of acknowledgement is at hand. And what does that mean? For the most part, there are so many terms that just don't resonate with a whole lot of people across this land, manifest destiny. You know, the doctrine of discovery and all that it's done to our people through oppression, institutionalizing our people from the from as far back as the discovery, as as American has been discovered. You know, we were here. We were here coexisting with our land. We were here by natural law. We knew that our Creator had set us apart by our languages, by our way of being and knowing. But one thing that is synonymous across Indian country, and that is that we are a matriarch society. And because we're a matriarch society of people, we have this innate built into us to be in relationship with the land and our food. That because they were created before us in the scheme of things, and because we as the human race were created last, that we would always keep covenant to honor and respect and coexist with all those things before us, including water. Water, ritually, ceremonially, and everything else is a part of who we are. So Salila Falls being flooded is just a story about a people who have been flooded out. And, you know, if we're in the hour of acknowledgement, if we're in the hour of righting historical wrongs, you see, because it's not enough to say even in Standing Rock, Wesley Clark got on his knee and said he was sorry. And that's good. You know, that's a start. But saying I'm sorry is not enough. Asking for forgiveness is key, especially for a nation that has coined themselves a Christian nation. It's not enough to say I'm sorry. There's a repentance that needs to happen across this land for the annihilation of all First Peoples, some of them whom were colonized to speak English and some of them who were colonized to speak Spanish. Our sisters and brothers to the south, many of them were moved across to what is now the American and Mexican border. We're still all one people of this land, even though we've been terminated, exterminated, and displaced from our original territories. There are many Spanish-speaking brothers and sisters on this land whom also have been colonized.
I want to ask you a little bit more about the hour of acknowledgement and what some of the as well as the honoring, recognizing of the true first peoples here, non-Americans or un-Americans, but what about some form of reparations, perhaps representation in government, some way of encouraging that, or and what about education for Indigenous kids? These kind of things would make a huge difference, and I mean it's great to have. Indigenous people say it's funny that if they hadn't tried to have a Columbus Day and everybody said no, wait a minute, wait just a second here, Columbus is not somebody who should be recognized in any way, shape, or form. So what we really ought to be doing is recognizing Indigenous people. That's ironic that we would have to use Columbus as a sort of a springboard to get to Indigenous Peoples Day. White culture has slammed so many doors in so many faces. What would you like to see as far as real, tangible acknowledgement and honoring?
Education in rewriting history. The fact that most institutes most all institutes of education do not even have in their books the truth of the genocide of a people. That is huge. I think the United States government fears the banding together of Indian people, just like the representation of Standing Rock, of the first people of this land, and their fear is that we would demand our land back. But I think that for myself, speaking for me, having come from 10,000 years of occupation and still maintaining Aboriginal title, there should be a process of recognition that allows us to freely move upon our land as our ancestors did, and fish, hunt, carry on ceremony, which we as the few Salila YM, and I say we, me and my brother and my two sisters, who have been acknowledged as Salila YM here at Salila by the Bureau of Indian Affairs through a settlement agreement, we should have the right to continue on ceremony. But, you know, the fact is we've been kicked out of even the longhouse that my people have maintained for thousands of years.
On that note, we have to go. That is that's actually the
reconciliation.
Yes. Reconciliation. That's what we're the how we continue the conversations. Lana, thank you so much. I so appreciate your voice as always joining us today, and everything, all the blessings that the river brings. This has been a Cascadia. This has been a Cascadia for Tuesday, October 10th, 2017. Judy Feistel engineered for us today. Thanks, Judy. Derek Cooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks, Derek. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned.